For items 1 through 10, listen to a passage from a lecture and decide whether the statements 1 through 10 are true, A, or false, B, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
And the third problem is that climate change is really a problem that results from the activities of rich, industrialized countries, but the effects are primarily going to be felt by the people, mainly poor people, who live in developing countries, particularly the people who live on small island states, like the atolls in the South Pacific, where the land surface is nowhere more than a few meters above sea level, and even fairly small changes in sea level will completely threaten the future existence of their countries. Or the people in Bangladesh and Egypt who live in the highly populated coastal areas threatened by coastal flooding. Or the semi-arid tropical countries where food security is already a problem and reductions in rainfall and increases in temperature will bring further water scarcity and problems for agriculture. These are the people who are going to suffer. The countries responsible for the pollution mainly are in the Northern Hemisphere, where the impacts will be less. And more importantly, the countries have strong economies and will be able to take actions necessary to adapt to the impacts of climate change. For instance, reinforcing flood defenses or strengthening infrastructures to cope with increased storm, possible increased storm damage. All kinds of measures are more feasible when there's money around to fund them. So, to do something about climate change, it requires people who are not going to suffer or believe that they won't suffer very much to care about people in faraway places that they hardly even know. And not even the people who are around now, but to develop world needs to care for future generations, those yet unborn, who live in these countries. This is very hard to achieve. So, how can we make progress in dealing with climate change? Well, we might be frustrated by what's happening on the international scene. Things seem to be going too slowly. The measures contemplated aren't strong enough, but at least we as individuals can do something to reduce our own greenhouse gas emissions. The United Kingdom, for instance, has got a target under Kyoto to reduce its emissions by 12.5% by 2012, and it's imposed a stronger domestic target to reduce CO2 emissions by 20%. Just about every individual living in the UK could easily achieve those reductions themselves just by reducing their own use of fossil fuel energy, by installing energy-efficient measures in their house, even relatively cheap energy-efficient light bulbs, by using their cars less, or not at all.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
And the third problem is that climate change is really a problem that results from the activities of rich, industrialized countries, but the effects are primarily going to be felt by the people, mainly poor people, who live in developing countries, particularly the people who live on small island states, like the atolls in the South Pacific, where the land surface is nowhere more than a few meters above sea level, and even fairly small changes in sea level will completely threaten the future existence of their countries. or the people in Bangladesh and Egypt who live in the highly populated coastal areas threatened by coastal flooding, or the semi-arid tropical countries where food security is already a problem and reductions in rainfall and increases in temperature will bring further water scarcity and problems for agriculture. These are the people who are going to suffer. The countries responsible for the pollution mainly are in the Northern Hemisphere, where the impacts will be less. And more importantly, the countries have strong economies and will be able to take actions necessary to adapt to the impacts of climate change. For instance, reinforcing flood defenses or strengthening infrastructures to cope with increased storm, possible increased storm damage. All kinds of measures are more feasible when there's money around to fund them. So, to do something about climate change, it requires people who are not going to suffer or believe that they won't suffer very much to care about people in faraway places that they hardly even know. And not even the people who are around now, but to develop world needs to care for future generations, those yet unborn, who live in these countries. This is very hard to achieve. So, how can we make progress in dealing with climate change? Well, we might be frustrated by what's happening on the international scene. Things seem to be going too slowly. The measures contemplated aren't strong enough, but at least we as individuals can do something to reduce our own greenhouse gas emissions. The United Kingdom, for instance, has got a target under Kyoto to reduce its emissions by 12.5% by 2012, and it's imposed a stronger domestic target to reduce CO2 emissions by 20%. Just about every individual living in the UK could easily achieve those reductions themselves just by reducing their own use of fossil fuel energy, by installing energy-efficient measures in their house, even relatively cheap energy-efficient light bulbs, by using their cars less or not at all.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 11 through 15, listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, to answer questions 11 through 15. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
I've just come across an old photograph album of my mother's in this drawer. Come and have a look, Mike.
Gosh, is this a picture of you as a baby? It's a shame you've grown up.
Don't be nasty. Look, here's a photo of my sister Paula when she was still in the fourth form at school. That's an old boyfriend of hers beside her.
She looks a bit young for boyfriends, but I suppose she takes after you. You always used to have a different boyfriend whenever I saw you in those days.
Look who's talking. I remember looking through some of your old photos a while ago, and I found a whole collection of pictures of different girlfriends of yours.
Look, here's an old photo of your mother. Didn't she look like you then?
Yes, everyone says we're very alike.
What a ridiculous hat she's wearing.
It's not ridiculous at all. It was the height of fashion then.
Something has just occurred to me. If your mother looked like you 20 years ago, you'd probably look just like her in 20 years' time.
So?
So, look, a picture of young David.
This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer.